Saxophonist and composer Danny Lerman is a local treasure. His many projects and album releases have earned stunning reviews, opening the door to international airplay, festivals, and concerts. His resume is vast. He's recorded and performed with the likes of Howard Hewitt, Peebo Bryson, and has opened for heavy hitters including Herbie Hancock, Michael Brecker, and so many others. Danny combines his African, Latin, Middle Eastern, and American influences with powerfully unique improvisation, storytelling, and charm. I had the best time talking to him about his exciting career. He told me stories of his experiences around the world and how much fun he had including his family in one of his newest releases. Danny Lerman, welcome to The Sauce.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be in the sauce.
I know, that's right. Thank you so much. It's really good to see you. So I want to talk to you today about especially the new album that you have coming out. It's an EP, but I want to dig back into your early days playing. So you started with Charlie Atkins, who taught Junior Walker some years ago. And I was wondering, how old were you at that time?
Well, let's see. I started playing the saxophone in the school band at Monroe School at 10. And I think I started with private lessons with Charlie when maybe I was 11, because there was this girl and she was first chair and she was awesome. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to need help if I'm going to beat her out for first chair next year. So I started taking lessons with Charlie and working on some sight reading and some scales and improv and some other things. And I thought, I am ready. And then I got, you know, the next year to school and we had, you know, tryouts and everything. And I asked, where's the girl? And they said, oh, she decided she wanted to do other things and she quit. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
So I had nobody to beat out. It was a disappointment. You know, the competition kind of drove me, being a sports guy, an athlete, you know, and I love to compete. But I thought, okay, well, I guess I'll have to just do it because I love the music, which is the better reason.
Absolutely.
To study.
Yeah. And you can't lose when you tap into that competitive edge at a young age.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So it's win-win all around.
So I will say how I knew about Charlie is because my Uncle Don, who's a great musician, he took from Charlie, and it actually started. The first Lerman sax player was my Uncle Bob, and then my Uncle Mike, and Uncle Ted. And in fact, my Uncle Ted hired me for my first gig at age 13 with the Tony Barron Orchestra, kind of like a big band. And that was fun. And then I was playing with them for years after that. And there you go.
Was that one band or was that many different projects or what did that look like?
Well, it was kind of like a Guy Lombardo orchestra, you know, with four saxes and three trumpets and a trombone and a tuba playing bass a lot of the time, old school, and the piano player. And we even did some singing and, you know, we did everything from Elks clubs to Polish weddings to you name it. We even traveled down to French Lick to play down there. And we had some fun times.
Absolutely. That sounds great. You have traveled the world and worked with some pretty incredible people. What is most memorable to you?
Well, that was fun. I did a show with Peebo Bryson in Anchorage. And that was a lot of fun. So my question was, before we went there, what kind of crowd listens to soul music in Alaska? And they looked at me like, the Eskimos, of course. Really? They are the soul music fans in Alaska. I wouldn't have guessed it, but I guess there was a lot of Eskimos in the crowd. And they were having a pirate convention at our hotel too, which was kind of bizarre. And it was a fun gig. And Peebo was awesome. We did some of his tunes. And I think I got to do some of mine. It was with also Norman Connors. It was his group. And we were guests. Then I got to go moose tracking at 3 a.m. You know, not really hunting, but just seeing where they hang out. And I saw moose mating dance, which was special.
Oh, That's amazing.
I can say this for sure. I'm a better dancer than the moose.
Okay. So you think.
There you go. Touche.
Oh, gosh. That's great. Really great. Well, I know that you have released many albums over the course of your life, and you have a new one coming out.
Yes, two of them I've recorded, and they've been released as smooth jazz singles, produced and co-written myself and Adam Hawley. And the other five I wrote in L.A. with some various writers, and that's being produced by Tal Bergman, who also was the producer for Danny's Island and Meow Baby and Do You Feel. Those are definitely not smooth jazz songs. In fact, I'm going to sing a pop vocal that I wrote on there, which I did on my first album, Do You Feel, and I got away from it, and now I'm back better than before. And I do want to say a plug for Lindsay Kelly. She's a great singer and also a great vocal teacher, and it's been a lot of fun working with her, and I can definitely hear progress.
That's beautiful. Lindsay's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I love her.
Yes, she is. You got to have her on here when she gets her new album going.
I absolutely will.
I, as an aside, I always am encouraging people to record their own stuff, you know, whether one person hears it or a million, you know, it's a wonderful process to go through and create. And I'm also encouraging people to play ice hockey too, but that's another story.
Right. Well, I completely agree with you regarding recording your own music, you know, and I'm one who I have to constantly remind myself it's never too late to get that done. And I'm still really trying to get an album done myself. So I agree with you on that. And you don't want to let your life pass by without having that experience if it's a dream.
Hey, it's a wonderful thing. And, the great thing about music, unlike hockey, is in music, you get better every year.
Right. Unlike hockey, you say.
Unlike hockey. After a certain age, you tend not to be getting better, but that's okay. You can, the beer tastes the same, just as good after the game. So.
Right. Well, when you have a passion for something, you just want to do it. And that's the main point, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I think people appreciate when you're having fun doing it. And when you know the song is good because you like it, well, then there's a pretty good chance somebody else is going to like it. And the converse is true too. I tell people, if you don't really like the song, how do you expect anybody else to like it? Sometimes they do like the one that you don't like more than the one you do like, but you know, all you can do is go on with what you feel and what you're hearing and hope everybody likes that. And generally, that's the way to do it. In LA, Adam Hawley's there too. So in 5 days, I wrote 8-9 songs. And went to his house. That day, you know, his wife was giving us snacks. So she brought out some blueberries. So as the working title, he wrote down blueberries. So when I went to tell the radio promoter, I'm thinking of calling it blueberries. And he said, well, how about blueberry pie?
You're listening to The Sauce. I'm Dawn Burns. And we're talking with saxophonist Danny Lerman. He's talking about writing and his recent release, Blueberry Pie.
And I thought, oh, that's even better. Not to mention, that's what the video can be about, because my mom makes a killer blueberry pie. My promo picture was blueberry pie all over my face. So I thought that was the greatest promo idea ever. Sent the picture to the record company, and look what they put out in to the press. They made a new picture. I said, what happened to the one I sent you? They said, no radio station's going to play you. I'm going to take your music seriously with that picture. And I thought, are you kidding me? It's hilarious. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then somebody explained to me, I don't agree with it, that, you know, it's cute for a kid to have pie on his face, but a grown man, that's disturbing. I said, okay. No, it's not. It's hilarious. What's wrong with you people? But all right, there you go.
To each their own, I suppose.
That's right. And then for my new single that's out right now, And on the charts, as well as Blueberry Pie. I want to do something because I'm involved in manufacturing as well in the steel business. And I wanted to do something with that. You know, other artists have, you know, shown just regular people dancing rather than bringing in professional dancers, you know, and it's kind of cute and cool. And I wanted to show off some manufacturing that people don't always get to see and people having fun in the factory. And that's what this does. I don't want to give it away, but you'll know it when you see it. So also combining the steel business with me, I call it Steely Eyes. And you look for that. The video is going to come out this week, and South Bend's own Steve Tepp produced it. He is putting in the credits tomorrow, and I might release it on Friday. How about that? And we'll be doing all sorts of promotion. To me, it's really a great promotional tool, having a video.
Absolutely.
The hard part is getting people to see the video, just like getting people to see your music. So, you know, that's one reason why I'm working with Blue Jazz out of Chicago. They do marketing for music and some booking as well.
You're listening to The Sauce. I'm Dawn Burns. Let's listen to a bit of saxophonist Danny Lerman on his track, Steely Eyes. And I was thinking about you, especially during this time of lockdown, where you are used to traveling the world, and then suddenly it's beautiful to be able to be home and have downtime with your family. But now that things are starting to open up, do you have shows coming up? Will you be traveling soon? And if so, what does that mean to you to get back out there?
Yeah, it's... I miss, you know, playing shows for people and rehearsing with the band and interacting with the musicians live. You know, I've been doing so kind of remotely. We're recording these songs where everybody sends tracks back and forth, and I record the sax part and vocals in my own studio, and they record the other parts in LA or any place in the world, really. In fact, we're even going to hire a string section on one of the songs too, and that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, because that's one of the joys of music, being able to play and hear it, enjoy it live with people, you know, and then get a tour from some of the locals and to see some of the sights, you know, and the way the locals see it. That's a blast. So hopefully it's going to open up. I'm supposed to do some touring in Europe at the end of the year, and maybe something in the Middle East and in Indonesia as well. So right now people are, you know, hoping things are going to open up that soon, We don't know. At the latest, probably early next year. But all musicians and myself can do now is, you know, get my name out there in a big way. I'm doing a lot of social media things and learning a lot of new video tricks. And that's really the way you have to promote your stuff. These new songs are not smooth jazz, and they're kind of no format. They don't fit a certain jazz mold. They're not straight ahead. They're not classic. They kind of borrow from everything. You know, they're not really fusion either. They're Danny Lerman songs. So they don't really fit with a radio format. So it's going to have to be digitally promoted. So it's important to do that well. And so that's what I'm working on now. And that's kind of the new way to promote your music. And doing live shows is a great way to do it. And maybe I'll do some more streaming sax playing soon.
Good. Those are always really fun to see you do that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's required learning a whole new skill sets here for the digital promotion. And it's fun. That's not going away when people start going out either.
That was saxophonist Danny Lerman. Up next on The Sauce, I'll speak with Toronto pianist, composer, and producer Desiree D. I'm Dawn Burns.